The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to another sparkling edition of The Thought Police with me, Mike Graham, and him,
Kevin O'Sullivan.
Well, Kevin, as people will know, we didn't do one last week because I was away.
Because you fucked off to New York.
I fucked off to New York. Yeah, I did, because I had a great time spending an awful lot of money and drinking ridiculous amounts of booze. Had some really good arguments with people who don't like Donald Trump as well, but I'll tell you about that later. The usual fucking liberal Democrats in fucking Connecticut, you know. Anyway, so I don't know what's been going on here, so you better tell me, you better fill me in.
Well, you've got Scottish connections. Don't go there.
Yes.
Don't go to Scotland.
I've been reading some very funny stories.
Yeah, yeah. Hamza Yousless has brought in this law, the new hate law, which basically means that Scottish people aren't allowed to say, or anything that you say in Scotland is now against the law.
Isn't it? But it also has backfired in massive, isn't
it's
it?
It's fucking unbelievable.
Like the shittest law anyone's ever made.
Yeah, I only found out this new hate law replaces the 1847 Scottish blasphemy law.
All right.
So you can,
of which we're all terribly familiar.
Yeah, yeah, of course. So you can now say fuck in Scotland.
Okay.
At a certain point, it didn't look like you could go up to a trans woman and say, you're a jock in a frock.
Yeah.
You're a bloke in a skirt.
Yeah.
Couldn't do that. And by the way...
Well, what are you doing in a woman's prison?
Well, my problem with the trans women issue in Scotland, we'll get back to the hate crime law in a minute, is this. You know, you go around and say... You're worried about whether or not you call someone a fucking bloke because you're in a skirt. You go, you're a bloke in a skirt. And then bloke goes, no, this is a kilt.
Right.
So there's a problem up there.
Yeah.
You know, who's a trans woman and who's not?
I think most people I've ever seen wearing kilts, you can be pretty sure they're not women.
That's true.
Although women do wear kilts.
Yeah, but you can be pretty sure most trans women aren't fucking women either.
Well, that's true.
Now, here's the deal. So this law was supposed to, it enshrines, protection from hateful acts for religious reasons, sexual reasons, you know, all that kind of stuff, age discrimination, right. Doesn't actually protect women, biological women,
right?
Because Hamza says we'll bring in a misogyny law later. All he wants to do is bring in fucking laws all the time. Anyway, so what we were told was this means that unlike in England and indeed Wales, you can't go up to a trans woman and say you're a fucking bloke in a frock.
Right.
That would be against the hate laws. So J.K. Rowling, the Harry Potter author, who of course lives in Edinburgh and is a big defender of women's rights, finds herself fighting with the trans community all the time. She was abroad, but she posted all these tweets on X, Twitter, saying, you know, Isla Bryson is a bloke.
Right.
And she picked all these various trans women in Scotland and said, that's a man, that's a bloke, that's a man. And then she said, I'm abroad at the moment, but when you come back, I've just broken your hate laws, so arrest me. Hashtag.
But I saw today the police have come out and said that they don't believe that these comments of hers breach criminality.
Well, that's the point, that's the point.
So what's the fucking point then?
Exactly right. So she goes, arrest me. And she was indeed reported.
McPlod have obviously worked out it's a bad idea to go around arresting fucking very
successful authors. She was indeed reported to the police for breaking these hate crime laws. And the police looked at it and said, well, this isn't criminal. There's no law being broken here. So what the fuck is the point of this news?
Also, Humsey Useless been reported loads of times.
Yeah, well, this is what's fucking funny.
That he made.
What's funny is that, you know, the Scots, I love the Scots. There's such a... I mean, they are funny people.
Yeah, they are.
So what they've done, what they've done is, and I mean that in a good way.
Yeah.
What they've done is they've sent.
Fucking awkward. Is
they've
what
sent.
They
they've sent that cunt Hunza Useless.
Yeah.
A serious message. First of all, after 2 days, there have been 4,000 reports, and half of the reports are just blokes or jocks reporting each other for a laugh.
Right.
And it turns out that there have been more complaints against Humza Yousaf's 2020 speech, where he said he's sick of being the only non-white in the room. A lot of people said that was racist.
Yeah.
So thousands of people have reported him for breaking the new hate crime law. There have been more complaints about that than there have about J.K. Rowling calling trans women blokes.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I mean, these fucking bee in their bonnet, these politicians, they think they're changing society for the better. Because, you know, if I make a law, that will stop people hating each other. It won't.
Yeah.
People will fucking hate each other. Yeah. It's as simple as that. I was reading some stuff last night, actually, when I was coming back on the plane. You know, what are you going to do at the next Old Firm game? Because they did this fucking... They tried this shit with flags when I was living in Scotland. Yeah. I think it was Alex Salmond who tried to bring in this sectarian law, which said that if you had any kind of sectarian flag at a football match, you could be liable to arrest. So, of course, everyone
48,000 gun riders wearing them.
Yeah. Well, but then the question was, well, hang on a minute. Are you saying that the Union flag is a fucking sectarian flag?
Yeah.
Are you saying that the Irish tricolour is a sectarian flag? Well, it's fucking not, is it? Yeah. It's a national flag. People wear it. And they went, suddenly the police suddenly worked out, oh, we can't actually arrest 20,000 people at the same time.
Fucking right.
You know, while they're singing Up to My Knees in Fenian Blood, which is a sectarian song.
Yeah.
They ain't going to stop fucking singing it.
Well, I've got a lot of time for Alex Salmond, but I don't think that was his finest hour.
No.
Ali McCoy.
And it didn't work either.
Ali McCoy's former Rangers player, of course, and a TalkSport presenter. He said on TalkSport a couple of days ago, he said, well, this new hate crime law, the coppers better not go to fucking Ibrox on Sunday. He said, because you're going to have Celtic and Rangers flags chanting hate sectarian chants the whole fucking match.
Right.
And of course, that is the truth. And actually, you know, I think that the Scottish or the Ibrox or the Celtic Rangers game, I mean, there's a lot of aggression there, but in the end, it's quite good spirited. It is a tradition.
I mean, sometimes it gets bad spirited, but I mean, you're never going to stop it by bringing a law in.
Yeah, exactly.
People are going to feel the way they feel. I mean, I was explaining this to a guy in a cab just the other day in New York because he was asking about Ireland. He says, Ireland, is that still part of Britain? I said, well, a bit of it is. He's like, what? I said, well, you know, part of it is like the north part, small part, and then the other part is the Republic. And then I tried to explain to him it was all about religion. Mm. And he was going, what? What, they're Christians? They're all Christians, right? I said, yes, they are. But some are Catholics.
Different kind.
Protestant. He's like, what the fuck's wrong with them? I said, I don't know. But you're never going to fucking sort it out by passing a law, are you?
Yeah. No, exactly. And you know, so Yousaf is now... you know, in a really bad situation.
I mean, I thought he was useless before this happened. Now he's even more useless.
This is typical of these fucking left-wingers.
Yeah.
This is the point. The Scottish National Party is supposed to be for Scottish independence. They fucked that up.
Right.
But in the end, what they are is an extremely left-wing bunch of fucking lunatics.
Yes.
And as you say, Yousaf and Sturgeon before him, they kind of think you can legislate against hate. One thing I'd like to say is I fucking love hating
things. You have said that.
You know,
because this is the other thing. You know, they all want to be remembered for something. It's like, what's my legacy going to be? Well, Sturgeon's legacy is going to be the police digging around fucking in a back garden looking for shit and a fucking mobile home.
Yeah.
And the fact that she said that she was never going to fucking quit, and then she quit.
Yeah, right? And also her legacy will be, I've got a good idea. We've got this double rapist with a fucking great dick hanging between his leg. I'm going to put him in a women's prison.
But he self-identifies as a woman.
Isla Bryson. Isla Bryson is a bloke. It's a fucking bloke with a cock.
Right.
And frankly, so after...
And who's now in a male prison, by the way.
Yeah, right? Well, that's because Nicola Sturgeon's ludicrous idea to put him in a women's prison was very, very swiftly rejected.
Yes.
And they had to, I mean, it just doesn't make any fucking sense whatsoever.
All of this could have been easily avoided if common sense was fucking brought into play.
Yeah.
Where if you said to somebody, look, surely to hell you can tell what is going on here.
Yeah.
Are you going to deny reality?
Yeah.
Or are you actually going to fucking admit what reality is? And if people did that, we wouldn't be doing any of this.
I'd like to say something also about our colleagues in the newspaper industry and in the media generally, you know, for whom I'm a part of them, and I've got a lot of time for all of our papers and the journalists who work on it. But they've agreed to this fucking system, which is ridiculous. So the Telegraph, the Mail, good for J.K. Rowling, what a hero. She said that a bloke is a bloke and a woman's a woman. And then they start going, the test cases. Isla Bryson showed her penis.
Oh, yeah.
You know, her penis.
I know.
This phrase should be banned from newspapers.
Right.
Her penis. She
right,
showed her penis
right
to someone. Fuck off. Mm. He showed his penis to someone.
Exactly.
There's no such thing as her penis.
No, there really isn't. I mean, I get this sometimes from people going, don't you want to change this because, you know, her pronouns are she,
fuck
her
pronouns.
No, I don't care about fucking pronouns. I'm not going to change them. If the bloke is a bloke, he's going to be called he. Simple.
Yeah. I would have I mean, I used to try to play the pronoun game because I don't want to upset people. If you want to...
Don't you?
Actually, I do.
That's not what I heard.
No, but look, if you're a bloke and you want to be a bird, you know, you want to dress up as a woman and put makeup on and pretend you're a woman and you want me to call you she and her, I'll do that. I don't want to upset you. But they push their luck so fucking far that I now feel like going up to every trans woman and say, who the fuck do you think you're kidding, cock boy?
Yeah, well, that doesn't sound like somebody doesn't want to upset
me. Yeah.
Nice try, though, anyway.
Yeah, well,
what about this flag business that popped up while I was away?
This is another...
Team GB flag, right?
Yeah, so this, you know, another assault on our flag. So the other couple of weeks ago, last time we did a podcast,
we discussed
the Nike playfully reimagining the St. George's cross. Why don't you fuck off and playfully reimagine your own United States flag? I'll tell you why you don't do that, because you're fucking scared.
Yeah, well,
anyway,
I didn't see any flags in America that had been changed from the original red, white, and blue stars and stripes. There are plenty of flags, but they're not different fucking versions.
So Nike hasn't playfully reimagined the stars and stripes.
I saw lots of flags.
I haven't got the fucking guts.
I'll tell you what else I saw. A lot of fucking posters for fucking Donald Trump. I didn't see any for Biden. And here's the thing that happened.
He's going to win, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he is. Well, here's what happened. And it's a great fucking summation of what's wrong with fucking politics in America. A New York cop got shot dead. He made a traffic stop. Young guy somewhere in Long Island, fucking perp shot him dead, right?
Yeah.
So there's a massive, one of those great big massive funerals, you know, that they have for police in New York. Fucking, you know, bagpipes, the whole procession thing. Joe Biden and Donald Trump were both in New York on the same day as the funeral.
Yeah.
Trump went to the funeral. Biden had a fundraiser with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. Didn't go to the funeral. And Trump made this great speech at the funeral saying, we've got to crack down on law and order. This is not acceptable. These guys dying in the line of duty. I've just spoken to his widow. You know, they're all voting for Trump.
He just got the vote of New York's finest.
He did.
And also a great many New York citizens.
And proper working class people. I was driving up with my sister, where Mario lives, is up sort of a bit rural Connecticut. If you go further north, the further north you go, it's all Trump. Because it's farmland, it's people who, you know, have businesses. They don't want fucking
He's
going
to fucking win.
He is.
He's going
to
win.
I'm sure of it.
Anyway, to go back to the flag,
yeah.
Team GB, the Olympic team, suddenly the sun, they said union joke across the
front. I saw that, yeah, that was good.
And, you know, there's this sort of collection of colours, pink and purple and God knows what, which is supposed to be another reimagining of our flag, the union.
Yeah, I don't want to reimagine it, thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone went apeshit. Team GB immediately said, oh, actually, our athletes will wear proper union jacks. This is just for merchandising. I hope nobody buy it. Well, why would you want to buy a fucking...
Did you see what they put a story out? It must have come from their PR department, yeah, because I don't believe it for a fucking second, saying that all the fucking merchandise is sold out. I do not believe that.
What, that shit?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
And this is their justification for doing it. Well, everybody here's really
what,
likes it.
Here's what happened with the St. George's Cross thing, when Nike playfully reimagined it.
Yeah.
That's on the main home kit for England. For the first time in English soccer history, the away kit, which has still got a proper St. George's Cross on it,
yeah,
is outselling the home kit.
Right.
So it isn't true that people flock to buy psychedelic versions of our fucking flag.
Leave the fucking flag alone.
These
are the sort of people that never watch football, apart from when the Euros are on.
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, I must buy a newly imagined England shirt. Yeah. Fuck that crap.
All you cunts changing the flag, think about this. It really upsets people.
Yeah.
Stop doing it. And you know who's responsible? Progressive lefties who are trying to destabilize tradition.
Yeah, of course, because they don't like it. They don't think it's the right thing.
They don't like anything that's traditional.
No, they hate it. Let's take a little break here because we want to hear from our friends at Shopify. We'll be back after this. Hey, Kev, do you know what that sound is? Do you know what it means? That's something that a lot of people have been hearing a lot of lately. And you can't help but think of money, can you? Because when you hear it, you think, what's going on? Is everyone else starting some kind of side hustle or becoming their own boss? And you know what they're hearing? They're hearing that sound. It's the sound of yet another sale on Shopify. And it's the all-in-one commerce platform which can start, run, and grow your own business. It's revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide. And whether you're selling whatever it is, whether it's a podcast, whether it's a t-shirt, whether it's shoes, whether it's works of art, Shopify simplifies selling online and in person so you can successfully grow whatever business you've got. It covers all your sales channels, from a shopfront ready point of sale system to its all-in-one e-commerce platform. Shopify even gets you selling across social media marketplaces. You can use Facebook, you can use Instagram, and you can use TikTok as well. There's all sorts of industry-leading tools, and they're ready to get you growing. Shopify gives you complete control over your business and your brand, and you don't even have to learn new skills. You don't have to worry about the design. You don't have to worry about the coding. You've got 24/7 help, and with an extensive business course library, Shopify is ready to support your success every step of the way. All you got to do is have a quick look on it, and you'll be able to see how easy it is to find your way through various different pieces of advice, because you can revolutionize your business with the help of Shopify. It doesn't matter how big you want to grow, Shopify will be there to empower you with the confidence and the control to take your business to the very next level. It's time to get serious about selling, and if you are, get Shopify today. And this is a possibility, because what you can do now is sign up for a £1 a month trial period at shopify.co.uk/thoughtpolice, and it's all lowercase, and that is shopify.co.uk/thoughtpolice to take your business to the next level today. Don't forget, it's easy. shopify.co.uk/thoughtpolice. So the other story I was going to ask you about, which I haven't seen much in the States about it, because they all obviously shat themselves ever since Princess Kate did the video. Like, nobody's fucking talking about it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we're sorry. If we'd known, we would never have said that.
Yeah,
fucking Stephen Colbert and all those wankers.
Yeah, I saw
wankers,
all
right?
That.
So
yeah,
there was no coverage at all of the rules. So what's been going on here with the fucking rules, anything?
Well, Prince Charles, King Charles has opened up Balmoral for tours.
Oh, yeah.
You can go around about 6 rooms in Balmoral Castle now. 100 quid or 150 if you want a cup of tea thrown in as well.
What if you want to do what Tony and Cherie Blair did and have a quick shag and... you know, make sure that one of your children is conceived there. I couldn't fucking believe they revealed that. Could you?
Why
don't you go to stay with the fucking Queen in
Balmoral? And then say we had a right old fucking rumble.
You might want to ask, which fucking position did you fuck her in? Yeah. I mean, it's horrible, isn't it? I don't want to know that.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've been fucking scarred for life by hearing that.
Actually, I know someone that you know as well who spent the weekend at Balmoral at the invitation of the then Prince Charles.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to name him
because
he said it was a shit hole.
Well, everybody complains about it.
It's apparently the plumbing's crap.
Used to hate it, yeah.
It's fucking freezing.
Yeah, I mean, I've been up there. Ballater is one of the strangest places I think I've
is
ever seen.
Is that a local town?
A local town, yeah. And I've stayed, when I was living in Scotland, we used to sort of take weekends and go off to places, you know. And I went up to Ballater, and it's the only place I've been in a pub, which was literally like it was just like a big room with a big huge plate glass window and fucking strip lights, and you sit from the street, and you just go, that looks shit. But it's the only place you could go, because it's the only place that was open.
Yeah, pubs. Some of the pubs.
Some of the pubs in Scotland. One of the things you miss actually about living in Scotland about England is the pubs, because a lot of the pubs are just not great. You know, and they've still got this hangover in places like Glasgow, where women weren't allowed in them until about 1975, and they've all got black glass on the front. You're not allowed to see into them because
they've got some good pubs in Glasgow, don't they?
They have got some good pubs in Glasgow, but you know,
but a lot of them are.
What I'm saying, you miss the kind of decent country pub in England, or the decent sort of.
So
village
a lot,
pub.
You're right. A lot of Scottish pubs, or some Scottish pubs, they're like functional places.
Yeah, yeah.
Four walls and a bar.
You sort of go
drink.
There for a fight.
I went.
You know?
I went to once on a story to Campbelltown.
Oh yes,
which is at the
it's
end
down
of
the fucking
Mullican
south
Tower,
west, isn't it? Yeah.
So that fucking dick that hangs off the side of Scotland.
Yeah, I hope you flew there.
Well, we flew. Yeah, this is the point.
Because driving there takes fucking forever.
We flew there because I was looking for an actress who was starring in this show called drama. Dennis Potter's drama called Black Eyes, and it was very, very sexual. I was trying to find this woman so she could talk about this role that was very controversial. Never did find her. But anyway, flew into Campbelltown.
Yeah.
Campbelltown.
They got a good golf course there.
Yeah. Well, of course, it was near where Paul McCartney had a job.
Yeah.
Anyway, flew into Campbelltown. Immediately, as you do, went to the pub right.
Local hostelry.
It's quite a nice looking place, Campbelltown. Yeah. Went to this pub. Fucking hell! It was like light bulbs hanging out of the ceiling. It was fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Anyway, went all around the local area and couldn't find this woman. And
was she a local then? Or was
She had like a place up there. Right. Yeah. I can't even remember her fucking name now. But anyway. She disappeared without trace. But we went back. The airport is a field.
Yeah.
It's not a runway. It's a field.
Right.
So we went back to this shack.
A lot of those places, the runway is the fucking beach.
Yeah. Well, yeah. This is... So anyway, we went back to the shack, waiting for the plane, Logan Air.
Right.
And there's a guy sitting there, said, I'm afraid no flights today. I go, why? He goes, well, the weather is terrible.
Right.
Yeah, so I go, fucking hell. So
you're stuck
so we had to get a local taxi
right. And
say, can you take us to Glasgow?
Right.
It took about 6 hours.
Yeah. Well,
we had to go all the way up.
One of the first times we went for a drive, we sort of went up to Loch Lomond and thought, we'll head down that way because it's all got onto this scenic route. And there was literally no way off it.
Yeah.
You know, we were stuck on this scenic route for about 3 hours. All the way down to sort of Macrahanish
back.
But there are some great golf courses down there, really good.
Well, it's great for golf, Scotland.
But of course, now I wonder if you can't curse on the golf course in the way that you would normally have done.
No, you can now, because they've replaced the blasphemy law, so you can swear.
Right.
And until a couple of days ago, I would have said that if you're playing with a trans woman, you can't say you're a bloke. But
does a trans woman play off the ladies' tees? I don't know the answer to that.
That's a fucking good question.
Because that'd be part of the problem with golfers, right? Yeah. Because if you're a decent pro, decent male pro, and you then suddenly decide that you're going to be a woman and play on the women's tour... I don't think we've had any of those yet, have we?
Yeah, no. I used to have a mate who played golf with Pete. We used to call him Ladies Tee.
Right.
Because his stock in trade was to stand on the male tee, fucking miss hit it.
Right.
It would just about make it to the ladies tee. So now you can play your proper game.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the Royal Front...
So it's been a bit quiet on the Royal Front.
Well, just that Charles has come out, you know, fighting and met... like 56 people at Easter and shook their hands and everything. So he's trying to put forward the impression that he's making a good recovery.
Right.
And I hope he is. But he's undergoing chemotherapy and he fucking looks like he doesn't look
Can't be good.
He looks very ill.
Yeah.
But let's hope it's because of the chemotherapy, which does make you ill. And that he is making a recovery. It was significant that he shook hands with 56 people.
Yes.
Because until then, he'd been almost in
isolation.
He hasn't
really been out
about.
No, well, fair enough. I suppose the other person to talk about is Rishi Sunak, who is right in the shit, even more in the shit than he was when I left a week ago.
Sunak, yeah. Yeah, he is. He's saying now that he might leave the European Convention on Human Rights. It's like,
he's been saying that for ages.
How long have we been saying this? By the way, we just did a show about this, man. All these eminent judges and politicians on. My question was, what do we get out of being a member of the European Convention on Human Rights? Every single one of them, it's all about being part of the international community and our position on the international stage. At which point, I want to say, fucking hell, do you think fucking people in Canterbury and Hartlepool give a flying fuck about our position on the international fucking stage?
They don't.
Stop the fucking boats.
Also, loads of people have now started to adopt what I've been saying for ages, which is why don't you just ignore it, like the French do. You don't have to leave it. Don't have to actually make a big thing go, right, that's it, we're not in it anymore. Yeah. You just don't do anything about it.
Yeah, if it was the French, you remember a couple of years ago, 2-3 years ago, when that plane was waiting on the runway at Northolt, actually with one migrant on board to fly to Rwanda. And
the only poor fucker who didn't have a lawyer.
Yeah, yeah. The others had all been taken off. One person.
He was the only one left.
Anyway, and then they phoned that taxi rank judge in Strasbourg. Yeah. And he said, no, you can't.
Didn't he have to wait till he finishes Armagnac?
You can't, that plane can't take off. So we go, okay, it can't take off. If it was the French or the Germans, they'd go, yeah, fuck yourself, we took off.
Yeah, right.
Or they
do what most people do when you're in business or you're making a fucking deal. You go, well, we're trying to get hold of you, apparently you're out for dinner.
Yeah.
So sorry, we fucking already sent him.
Britain is like, when it comes to the European Convention on Human Rights, Britain is like the class swapped with a good kid
who
always does
like running up to the teacher going, is it alright if I take the next hour off?
Every other country in the ECHR just goes, yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, right.
They just ignore
them. Every other country seems to be deporting people at the rate of knots.
Yeah.
French are now deporting people who are being anti-French. The fucking Danes are doing it, the Swedes are doing it, the Germans are doing it, the Italians are doing it. They're all deporting people. Yeah. We seem to be the only people who are not.
I know.
But I'll tell you what, in America, though, it's really fucking bad. I mean, actually, New York was good. I was expecting New York to be a bit of a shithole full of... Because it was raining so much, actually, I think they were probably all sort of swept off the streets. But New York has got hotels full of migrants. Fucking 4 million.
They have as well?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Because they ship them all over the place. 4 million have come illegally.
Yeah, through the south border,
which is incredible. But they're all going all over the country. They're not just coming into California and Texas. They're going all over the fucking country, including New York. And the Roosevelt Hotel, which you might remember,
right
opposite Grand Central, that is now a migrant hotel.
Is it?
Yeah, the whole fucking place.
Fucking
hell. Unbelievable.
No, I mean, this is just...
So it's a worldwide problem, isn't it?
Fertile ground, though, for Trump, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, of course.
I mean, he's going to go around the country saying, look what this... Fucking Biden, I've put America back on its feet. Really?
Not really.
Really?
I haven't met anyone that had a good word. And even my sister, who is not a big fan of Trump's, is like, I can't stand all these Democrats going around saying he's not going to win, because he fucking is. And they keep trying to pretend that he's not a thing. And they keep trying to make out, oh, nobody wants Trump back because he made such a mess of it all. Well, they all fucking do, as far as I can tell.
He's going to win in exactly the same way as he won last time.
Yeah.
With all these Democrats, like Hillary Clinton, as last time, you know, going, well, no, he can't win. He's horrible. Donald.
Yeah, he's a horrible man.
He's horrible. He can't win.
He's a rapist.
Yeah, well, he's better than you, Hillary.
Well, exactly.
And he fucking thrashed you.
Well, he absolutely thrashed Hillary. And, I mean, he's the only man, by the way, who got an increase in the number of people who voted for him in the next fucking election in 2020 and lost.
Yeah.
And, you know, and he's still banging on about it. Let's just take another quick break because we've got to do something from our friends at Manscaped. And we'll be back after this. This episode of The Thought Police is brought to you by the spring cleaning champions, Manscaped. This season, make sure to groom your carpets and the curtains with the leaders in below-the-waist grooming. You clear out that winter bush with Manscaped's Lawnmower 5.0 and watch your confidence bloom like the springtime flowers. Embrace the season and join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our special offer. This is especially for Thought Police fans and Thought Police subscribers. Go to manscaped.com, use the code POLICE, and you get 20% off plus free shipping. Now, don't worry, if you're new to it, it's very simple to use. Kevin has even endorsed it for you, so you know if he can use it, pretty much anybody can. And basically, if you mess it up, you just keep going until it looks the way you want it to look. And after using Manscaped, you'll all be finally saying that you've caught the spring fever just like us. Introducing the season's champ, it's the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. 5.0 Ultra. Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable next generation skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a little bit off the top, and a new foil blade so you can go smooth wherever your heart desires. It also, of course, includes the dual LED spotlights to guide you through the darkest of winter bits, and you can navigate with confidence in those places that you can't see terribly well. And if you don't like making a mess, don't worry about it, because this bad boy is waterproof. You can shave in the shower, in the bath, or even in the sea, if you fancy it. Comes with a compact case as well, so you can take it with you wherever you go. Spring cleaning, of course, doesn't just apply to the nether regions. You can get the full grooming experience with Manscaped Signature Beard Hedger Pro Kit, plus Handyman Electric Face Shaver. I gave it to a friend of mine who's got a beard. I don't have one, but you know, he thought it was brilliant. Whether you're looking to craft your signature look or clean up that neckline, these are always the right tools for the job. So remember, get 20% off and free shipping with the code POLICE at manscaped.com. That's especially for Thought Police fans. 20% off plus free shipping with the code POLICE at manscaped.com. There's nothing like a little spring cleaning in your pants. Yeah, so, I mean, I think it's going to be fucking fascinating. I mean, I can't see, however, the situation being reversed back here. I can't see Sunak fucking... I don't think he's going to lose as big as they're saying, but I can't see him fucking winning at all, can you?
I think they're going to get about 150 seats. It will be, as Obama just once said, a shellacking. They're going to get fucking thrashed.
What annoys, I like that word, it's good, shellacking.
It is a good word, yeah. What annoys me about... Starmer's inevitable victory is he's going to go around and say, no, the people want Labour, they want me. No, they don't.
No, they really don't.
They don't. They're going to vote. The people who, the winner at the next election will be abstain, couldn't be.
They don't want the Tories, that's it.
It's almost certain that the majority of people in this country won't even bother to vote because they're so disillusioned with this ongoing Westminster shit show.
Yeah.
But those who do vote Labour will only vote Labour because they're just a bit bored and sick of the Tories. Mm. Simple as that. So Starmer's going to get in by default.
Yes.
But thanks to a nation that after 13 years just wants a change.
Yeah, right, exactly right. Apparently they won't change the fucking England manager because we've got the Euros coming up, I think, this year, haven't we?
God.
And I see that after all that furore about the shirt, good old Gareth Southgate, brilliant as ever, drew one, lost one in the fucking international games.
Yeah.
What an uninspiring twat.
This guy, by the way, we're only just, we lost to Brazil. And
it was a last minute equaliser,
we got a last minute one goal equaliser against Belgium in the 96th minute.
Right.
Gareth fucking Southgate is one of the most overrated human beings in this country. He's a shite manager. When he was his only achievement before getting the England job was getting Middlesbrough relegated. it's true, and now they go, oh, it's so fantastic. Well, he's lucky, he's got a fantastic group of players.
Yes,
he's got the strongest squad arguably that we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Now the thing is, at the Euros this summer, there's no hiding place for him, because in the past he could always say, we've done extremely well, but Germany are better than us, Belgium are better, these are stronger teams.
Right.
Not this time.
No.
We are the best team in the Euros, right. And if fucking Gareth Southgate doesn't win it, he's a cunt.
Right.
He's an official cunt.
There is a theory, of course, if he does win it, somehow that might be good for Sunak. I don't see that.
No, that won't change the dial. But Jim Ratcliffe, who you know is now the mover and shaker at Man United, apparently...
Has that all gone through then? Is he
he's very much running the show.
I just found out the other day he makes a fucking car as well, this guy.
Yeah, well, no,
he's the fucking Grenadier car, which looks like a Land Rover.
He's a zillionaire.
Yeah.
And very smart.
Smart guy.
However, he's making the mistake, in my view. He apparently is very interested in getting Southgate to be manager
of
Man United, which
should
continue the downward slide. For fuck's sake.
That's a fucking terrible idea.
I know.
But he's such a fucking wokist as well. That's the other problem. You know, there's that chin-stroking bullshit where, you know, if you're not very bright, don't say very much.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
stroke
yeah.
your chin a lot.
Yeah, that's
and, and sort of nod your head knowingly and people will think you're clever.
Well, the thing about Gareth Southgate is, you know, on a good day, you can just about construct a sentence.
Yes.
And in the wonderful world of football, that makes you Albert Einstein.
Thoughtful.
You know, yeah, that's right.
Thoughtful.
Thoughtful.
Very thoughtful, manager. Yeah, look at him.
Yeah, he's working it all out. Doesn't strike me as that brilliant.
He's working it all out in his head, yeah. Really? You can hear
Well, he's got to win the Euros, otherwise, fuck off.
Yeah, well, I'd be happy for him to fuck off before the Euros,
Probably be our only chance of fucking winning.
Yeah, let him play without a manager, you know. Yeah. Give him somebody from, you know, fucking left field and see how they get on. Anything else I've missed then?
What else have you missed? Fulham lost to Notts Forest. I love saying that. Notts Forest,
they don't like that. There's a ring in and go, it's Nottingham Forest.
You've got to say Nottingham. You say Notts County, but you can't say Nottingham Forest.
Really?
You can't say Notts Forest. Yeah, I can. Mm. What are you going to do about
it? Yeah, oh, I know. I mean, I had Manchester City fans on my back for years. Because I said something that they just didn't agree with, which happened to be my opinion, you know. And I was I was on leading their fucking like Blue Moon website, fucking fan zone for years. You know, that cunt Mike Gray, what a wanker! You fucking don't know shit about Manchester City. City.
Yeah, not City. You can't say Nottingham. You can't say Notts Forest. Why not?
Well, I just did.
Yeah, I just fucking did.
Mm. Exactly right.
Nottingham.
Oh, well. Well, listen, I'm going to need to catch up with a load more other stuff and find out what the fuck's been happening. But it doesn't sound as though... Whenever you go away for a week, you come back and not much
has changed. You actually went away in a reasonably quiet week, apart from Scotland turned into North Korea.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing. I had a Chinese driver when I was in New York, took me to the airport, right? Newly arrived legal migrant into America, loved it. He said he's got a son that lives in Canada, mm-hmm. and he was driving me to the airport, and he said that he came from a province of China, which is quite close to North Korea, borders North Korea. And he said, of course, we have a problem there because a lot of North Koreans are always finding ways to fucking smuggle themselves into China.
Yeah, right, right.
And I said, what happens to them? What happens to them when they get to China? He goes, we send them back. And I'm like, what, you don't allow them to come as a site? You can't seek asylum? No. So if you try to get out of North Korea, the fucking Chinese will send you right back, straight back in.
Yeah, what about, let's finish on this, just a story to annoy everyone. So that, about a month ago in France, some Muslim resident who'd been there 20 years said, this is a fascist state and Macron's a bastard.
Yeah, isn't he a guy they deported?
He's a completely legal resident. Yeah, yeah. They just kicked him out. The story cropped up yesterday. There's this guy... Right, he's a Muslim guy he's from Albania, turned up here 20 years ago, and actually in the year 2000, and said he was a victim of the Kosovan War, was fleeing war, torture, so he got his asylum, was allowed to stay. So it subsequently turned out that he was lying, so the authorities know that. He also went on to paedophile rape a 15-year-old girl.
Okay.
He's been convicted of that, done 6 years in jail. He's come out of jail, went to so the suggestion was, well, you're a paedophile rapist and you lied on your asylum.
Really
so by and large, we feel that perhaps we're going to kick you out of the country.
Yeah.
So it went to an immigration tribunal at the Home Office. And guess what they decided? That on balance... Because he's been here so long, it would be unfair send him back to his home country, which is Albania.
Fuck's sake.
He's not from Kosovo, he's from Albania.
Yeah, because that's how all of the Albanians got here. They all pretended to be from Kosovo, which, of course, is a completely different place with a completely different ethnicity.
Yeah.
And in fact, if they'd had a fucking brain in their head, because I spoke to some of the security guys about this, you could tell which part of Albania or Kosovo they come from. By how they speak.
Yeah, yeah.
But nobody bothered to fucking check that.
Yeah. I mean, this guy that said...
So you're going to tell me he's decided to become a Christian?
No.
That'll be the next one, right?
What, like Abdulaziz?
Yeah, if they do decide to fucking to send him home, the next stage will be, become a Christian, you can stay.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, this guy's going to stay. That's wonderful. Talking about that, Abdulaziz, right?
Yeah.
The guy who converted to Christianity... shortly before driving down to London and throwing a bunch of chemicals into that poor lady's face, who now is battling to save her sight.
Yes.
And then he chucked himself into the Thames not a moment too soon. So he was converted to Christianity, told all his mates he was still a good Muslim. and he got a Muslim burial. Right. So what was the conversion to Christianity all about? Anyway, so somebody said, well, who paid for his Muslim burial?
Yeah.
And there were pictures of it all right. across the sun. It turns out it was an organisation called the Muslim Burial Fund,
oh, yeah.
who had crowdfunded the money, £6,000 this funeral cost, for Abdul Aziz's Muslim burial, his funeral. And the reason, the way they raised this money, they changed his name, didn't mention that he was the Clapham Alkaline right. attacker.
Of course not.
So they pretended he was someone else to raise that Amazing. Money. I think that's got to be against the law.
You would have thought so.
That's false fucking pretenses.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Fraud, you know?
Definitely fraud. Definitely a breach of something.
It's
anyway.
Fucking unbelievable. It this really fucking is. Country, hell in a handcart.
Yeah, it is. And just to make matters worse, I came back to Heathrow this morning and the one escalator that was available to be used by anybody to go to baggage claim was broken. And he just went, there we go.
Back in Britain.
Back, fucking
broken Britain.
Wankers.
Wankers.
See you later.
Strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.